Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Brian Moran is our guest. He's the founder and the CEO of Brian Moran and Associates, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 6 years, and he's been a good friend of mine for longer than that. Brian, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things you've been tracking quite a bit lately is some new capitalization opportunities for small businesses, and I've been saying for a long time that the next generation is going small business owners are going to have a much more multifaceted offering of capital options. The even factoring, which used to only be something you took advantage of when you were kind of desperate, even factoring is going more mainstream, and even some banks are even working with factors these days. And now we've got this thing called crowdfunding, which I know you've been tracking a lot about. So what do you think about all that?
I think it's going to be a great opportunity for qualified small business owners to look at a new avenue for raising capital for either startup businesses or expansion, you know, opportunities. You know, let's face it, the credit lines are still very tight with traditional financing. And so, you know, if you're a small business owner and you're looking for money, it's now, you know, understand what it takes to, you know, put your business out there in a crowdfunding opportunity. You're going to have all your financial ducks in a row, which a lot of small business owners don't have.
That's right.
But, you know, either from a debt or an equity perspective, you know, September 23rd changed, you know, fundamentally changed the way that business owners can go out and now, you know, raise money for their business.
Tell the audience what happened. Tell them what happened on the 23rd.
Well, it's that now, you know, the Part 2 of the Jobs Act went into effect. So now you can have accredited investors, you know, invest in your company.
Mm-hmm.
And probably middle of next year, you'll have, you know, you'll have both debt and equity opportunities. So you can actually have investors in your company, or you can go the debt route and raise money that way, as opposed to going to a bank and getting rejected, you know, 10, 15 times.
This is a variation. These are variations. These are alterations to the Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934. Which have pretty much prevented any individual from going to someone they didn't know and bringing in investment or loaning money to the business. You've always been able to do this, but only the people who knew you, who you couldn't solicit business or investment or loans. You couldn't solicit from people you didn't know.
It was friends and family. It was friends, family, and fools is what you had.
Exactly. And now we're talking about being able to go out to the greater marketplace and do that. But there are two things I'd like to point out. Number one, there are two reasons why this is not for everybody, Brian. The people who it's for will figure it out and they'll do well. But I want to make sure people don't think this is some kind of a panacea. This is some kind of a birthday present for them, because number one, you have, as you said a minute ago, you have to have really, really up to date and really accurate and really truthful financial statements. You have to keep those things up to date, and most small business owners do not have that. Number one. Number two, if you want to borrow money from somebody, that's fine, because you pay them back and they go away. But if you take an investor in, if you bring an investor in, you have just married that person, and until
Absolutely.
You buy them out someday in the future, they are connected at the hip with you.
And that's a great way to look at it. It's a marriage. It's for better or for worse. And you're right. What I would say to small business owners is that anybody who's thinking about raising capital or taking on investors, always look at what you're going to do with that money once you get it in, and how it's going to change your business, and are there ways to grow your business without taking on that money. It'll just make your life that much easier. It'll be one less headache that you have. But if you need the money to grow your business, and that's the only option you have, then
the only way I would bring on an investor, Brian, is if I was pretty certain that I was moving toward a takeout one day. I was growing my business to be acquired, or I was growing my business to go public. If I have a business that I'm planning on running till I retire, never bring on an investor. That would be my advice. Borrow money.
Because an investor.
Go ahead.
An investor has an exit strategy.
They don't want to have this money in there forever.
Right. 3 years. 3 to 5 years at the most. I'll put the money in there, and I'll watch your business grow, and then I want to take my money out, and I want to invest it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so as a business owner, you have to realize that somebody might have a different agenda than you, and that's what you're buying into when you take their money.
Another thing with crowdfunding, even though they're loosening up some of the elements of the tax of the Securities Acts of 33 and 34, you could still get upside down with the securities industry, the security regulators, if you don't handle this properly.
Right. You make sure you you're entering a world that is probably pretty foreign to you.
Yeah.
Well, you did that when you started your own business too, though.
Right, but when you started your business, it was caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. If you cross over in the securities industry, the gold standard is full disclosure.
Yeah, the onus falls on you.
That's exactly right. So think about that. Brian, I need your website quickly, please.
Smallbusinessedge.com.
Smallbusinessedge.com. Brian Moran and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.